Maria writes, "Dear Freak Show, I have to make a confession that was an absolute mess, and but it's a more major question at the end of this. This was a mess, but the post embarrassment conversation with my boyfriend was so disturbing that it quickly became Freak Show worthy. So I wanted to write you. Coming from getting groceries, I had to pee badly." Instead of just running inside like a smart woman, I tried to grab the grocery bag so I could make one trip and then come in at once. When I started struggling with my keys to get into the front door because I was carrying 5 bags and was doing the pee-pee dance that I'm sure you all know, it made me having to go way more immediate. So by the time I actually made it inside the door, I tossed the bags up on the island in our kitchen and I kept running towards the bathroom and I heard a loud crash behind me. Came out and I saw the glass bottle of red wine had shattered on the kitchen floor. My boyfriend is standing and he's staring down at it like, what happened? While cleaning the mess and searching for shards and shards of glass all over the kitchen and mopping away red wine stains that has now gotten into grout. So it's a process. He looks at me and says, "Now that you see all of this that we're doing, wouldn't it just have made more sense to pee your pants at the door?" I looked at him like I was, I was floored that that was even an option in his head. It's like guys are just on some different kind of plane. I asked him, "Really? You'd be happier if I did that instead of I just don't understand that." He said, "Laundry and a shower," end quote, "laundry and a shower versus me cutting my foot coming to get water tonight in the middle of the night. I think so. No one would have known. I'm convinced that being a guy is so much easier because that didn't even seem like it's an option when I was standing at the door. I think he was better with anything that didn't lose the bottle of wine, and I believe that with my whole heart. Now, I'm asking you guys, because I know you guys talk about everything, is that option a better scenario in my situation? Because I'm just befuddled that that would even cross his mind. Let me know what you guys think, and please email me." Yeah, we showed her.
No, that's not an option.
Sign Maria Shannon.
Maria, that please don't let your boyfriend, who is half caveman,
apparently,
speak for the rest of us men.
No.
Because that would never, I would never utter that. That wouldn't even come in my mind. You better pee in your pants is a better option.
Should have peed your pants at the door.
There's no reason to ever pee your pants
on
purpose.
Okay. First of all, we work with somebody who has peed.
What are you looking at me for?
You've whizzed your clothes all kinds of times.
Wait a minute. Let's put this into context.
Everybody
for a
in the room that has ever whizzed on
it's
themselves,
not like a,
period, raise their hand.
I've had
raise your hand if you have ever.
Purpose?
Ever.
I was drunk.
Okay. I said ever. So all of y'all hands have gone up.
Yes.
So does that mean that you did your clothes get burned?
I sneezed.
Did you do anything else? You
know,
you showered.
I threw my drawers away.
No, see, they went in the washing machine.
First of all, the washing machine. Exactly.
You put them in the sink first, then you put them in the washing machine.
So should she have had that as the option, as the only option, she'd had to throw it in the washing machine and nobody would have known.
How about you just leave the groceries there for a second, go pee and come back first of all. Second of all, what is wrong with the boyfriend telling you to just pee at the door? Because then you got a big puddle right in front of the door and you got to whip out the hose and like spray it down.
That's a lot easier than picking up glass and red wine. No, I'm just saying, I'm just looking at it as a comparison.
So you guys just like whipping it out and peeing outside.
No,
I think that's what it is.
I think that's what it is.
I love it.
I think if somebody were to tell me that, like my significant other, I would never look at them the same way again.
Tell you.
It is weird, though.
Okay, 888-429-0941. I'm not admitting it, but I would just say there was a situation.
What was your situation?
I whizzed.
When?
In the house?
No, not in the house. I had to go. And it was a long time ago. Matter of fact, I got a new car afterwards.
What happened?
Because I had to.
Number one or number two?
You got a new car because of the accident?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a flex.
I had pulled off from, I want to say it was like downtown. It might have been like XS or something. And I had pulled off and was going to, because I had to go, but I didn't want to go back in the club.
Mm-hmm.
And so I jumped in the car like, yo, I'll just go down the road, like on a tree or something. And when I got into the car, it was, the traffic was packed. So I'm doing the dance in the car and I'm just going. I'm like, oh my God, I gotta go. And then I get around the corner and where I was going to stop. And you know, I'm thinking I'm going to stop right around the corner. So now your mind is like ready to go.
Yeah.
And I turned the corner and it was a cop right there writing a ticket. And I was like, oh, I thought I was going to have the spot. And I just.
You just let everything go?
Right there in the car.
That's a lot, though, when you've been holding right
there,
it.
Because like, you couldn't stop it. Couldn't stop it.
In your pants?
In my pants. In my pants. It just happened. Ugh. And I was like, oh.
Ew.
So
and
okay.
I rode home soaking
ew.
Wet.
And it's cold. The AC's
oh, my God. It was so uncomfortable.
Wait. So you kept your pants on afterwards?
I went home.
But
and
I'm
I
saying,
threw all of those clothes in the washing machine and
drove,
took a shower.
You drove home with the pee-pee pants
well,
on?
Well, he would be
like,
naked.
Yeah,
he'd be naked driving home.
I don't think that's a better option.
No, because then your butt is sticking like
just,
on the leather.
Listen, I'm just saying, I when I read the email, I'm like, I remember that case. Because I had a white Cadillac Escalade EXT. And I remember that weekend, I went and got another car.
Because of that?
Because I just didn't want to. Because it got
it's the PP car.
It got in the seats and all that stuff. I'm like, I wasn't going to ride around with that. I'm like, wow. You know, that wasn't going
to
happen.
So that's why this isn't strange to you. Just,
it's not strange.
So your
to
thing
me.
Is just to go pee.
No, I'm not. I mean, I just did. I did it
that's
once.
Your advice
shut
for
up,
her.
Man. Shut up. All right, wait. We got Cliff on the phone. Hey, Cliff, what's going on?
What's up, big dog? How y'all doing?
Pretty good, man. All right, now was Daddy wrong in the house with the advice he gave her?
Yeah, he was wrong. Look, first of all, she should have called before she got to the house so he could meet at the door. She knows she had to pee.
Yes.
Or just run in the house, leave the groceries.
Leave the groceries is the smartest thing. Leave the groceries there, come back.
Huh?
Leave the groceries there, come back. That's the smartest thing.
And then what really did it? Nah, I told Davi I could be one hell of a chauvinist. You know, I'm a man of all men. But standing up over that woman while she on her hands and knees after what she done went through, cleaning up that, I mean, no, that was wrong. That was just straight wrong. Anybody know that?
Yeah.
If you weren't raised right doing that, no woman should be on her hands and knees cleaning anything. And while you standing over her talking, no, that was straight wrong.
All right, I agree. Chivalry wasn't there. But, I mean, his recommendation wasn't that. If you just think about it, forget ethics. If you just think about it, if you do have a situation like that, you at the front door, and you the key, and you everybody has gone through that when you're doing a pee-pee dance, you can't get the key in, blah, blah, blah.
The worst.
If that, I mean, because I don't know what damage you do, but if you just, right there, because I will speak from experience. Just
no,
that.
I don't have them days to where I woke up out of my sleep. And while I'm running to the bathroom, I'm ripping everything. If I got to pop a belt, I'm popping a belt. But I'm not going to pee in my clothes.
Yeah. It's an accident if it happens.
I turn around and I whip it out in the bushes while people looking, not showing it to them.
Right.
But I'm not going to pee in my clothes.
Yeah,
I'm
mean, not
gonna
I mean, it's not,
groceries.
It's not an option.
First thing first, make sure I don't tell myself.
I got you. I got you, Cliff. I understand, man. I appreciate it. Let's see. Allie is on the phone. Allie, you at least see both sides, so please help me.
So I can understand both sides of the situation. I've been in a terrible urination station situation. I used to work for the Rays back in the day.
Okay.
And lived in Temple Terrace. And it was one of the Sunday games where they do the running the bases afterwards.
Yep.
So I'd already been working a long shift. And there were lots of people because, you know, all the families go on Sundays for the running of the bases afterwards.
Yeah.
So there's tons of traffic on the bridge. And I was sitting there and I was sitting there and I had to go. And I was sitting there and I was sitting there. And you know how there's those quote-unquote beaches right before the bridge off to the side of 275?
Oh, yeah, yeah, like the Redneck Riviera and all that.
Yeah. So it had been about 30 minutes, and I'd only moved maybe a foot, and I really had to go. So I had that moment, the conundrum, do I stay or do I go now? And I put my car in park. I ran over to the beach and I went in the water and I peed.
Wow.
At least she went in, not in her pants.
Listen, I mean, that's awesome. I didn't choose to. It just happened.
Technically, my pants were still on. I just literally ran into the water, peed, and ran back to my car, got a towel out of the trunk, and put it in.
You might as well wait, hold up.
So you just got in the water with the pants and then did it and then just, okay. I thought you meant you lowered. Oh.
We thought you popped a squat in the water.
Nah.
me and you are the same, Allie.
Yeah,
that's all I'm
y'all
saying.
Y'all both messy pants.
We both moist around the middle. That's all I got to say.
But at the same time, I understand her point as well, because just standing at the door where anybody could be walking by and peeing, like, I don't know that that's an option really either.
But in your clothes, I mean, nobody's seeing it. It's just like, yo, you walk in with a big wet stain.
Oh,
and trust
God.
Me, it's embarrassing. It makes you feel like a baby doing a soggy walk. Because when I got out of the car, I was like, oh, my God. And I went in. And the thing is, you throw it in the laundry, you jump in the shower. It's gone until you get back in the car the next day with the summer heat.
Ugh.
And then you realize, oh, my God, this is, oh, my God.
You need
God.
The car detailed.
Oh, and I'm like, and that's what it was. I'm like, I need to get my car detailed. Nope, I'm tearing this car in. And I went and I got rid of the
car.
What
was your excuse with
I told them that something had happened in my car.
Did you say like a dog went to the bathroom?
I said something smells in my car. I don't know if it was my dog or what, my baby or whatever, but something's in my car.
Something sticky. And smells. I don't know what happened.
They detailed and then they sold it. They did.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's no worries.
Obviously, working for the Rays, I wasn't banking like Orlando, so I didn't have the option to just buy a new car. I just tampered like all the other po folks.
Listen, I wasn't that rich. Okay, let me just let you know. Thank you, Allie.
Anyway,
I appreciate it. I did. I mean, it was about 6 months before.
At least it was the number one and not a number two.
Nah, that ain't an option. Yes.
Raise your hand if you don't.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.